Right? We need help. You need, you don't need?
Need help.
Help, help.
Help, help.
Begging for all the help that we could get. We are not independent, as Lord is. We have four mantras today. Isn't that what it says there?
Yes, yeah.
Four mantras. 6 through 9. Hmm? 6, 7, 8, and 9. So there's a lot of homework. Earlier, I talked with Atul Krishna Prabhu, and this is a week ago, when I arrived, we were making some plans that when this day arrives, a day with the four mantras will start at 10 o'clock and then go on up until 1. This was the idea, but then in the due course of time, things are forgotten and this and that. And yesterday was a busy day and not much communication, etc. So be prepared to, if we...
So shall we start 10 o'clock tomorrow?
No. Today we have 4 mantras. Tomorrow we are back to 2 again. And then only last day, again, there are 3. Yes?
Yeah.
Someone is reading there?
Yeah, no. 2.
Last
2. 16,
17, 18, 19.
Yeah.
So every other day there are 2. Today 4, last day 3. And then in between there are 2 mantras each day. So not later than 1:30. Is that okay?
Sure. Maybe we can do 3 mantras today and then 3 tomorrow.
Is that allowed?
Why not?
Prasadam is in the, I hope it doesn't get cold. The prasadam is arrived.
Prasadam comes at 1:15,
yeah. I mean, they could be told not to bring. But this other idea of doing 3 months.
Today and 3 tomorrow.
Is that better or?
Much balanced, I think. With the type of memory, powerful memory.
But maybe we could meet at 10:30 tomorrow.
Yeah.
With a 3 mantras meeting at 10:30?
Yes.
Yes. Earlier you can manage.
Yes.
Later Prasad cannot wait. Too much attraction between the two. They want to get together. You and Prasad. You could. So we'll do 3 mantras today, and try to finish on time as much as possible. With a few minutes extra, just be ready. Subject matter is a deep one, deeper. And vast, and it just takes time to get information across, and not just information, but we also like to see transformation, right? We don't want to just transfer the information and then it sits there. It is accumulated. It's transferred from one body to another. It sits there. I want to make sure it sinks there. And it is assimilated there. Digested. Becomes part of you. Becomes your possession. Your property. Isn't it? So they're just sitting there, having no real relationship between you and that body of knowledge, then what good is it? This should become integral part of you, this knowledge. I mean, it is there. It is in you. It is in the soul. Soul is also Satchidanand, right? Sat, Chit, Anand. What is Chit? Chit is what?
Knowledge.
Knowledge. You are already full of knowledge, but as much as you could know. Living entity has a limit. Lord is also full of knowledge. He is also Satchidanand. And we are also Satchidanand, but we are Anu Atma, he is Vibhu Atma. So living entity can know only so much. So that much you know. So it is just taking off the covering and doing a little rubbing. Then you shine. Soul shine. And knowledge that is inherent, it is within you. It just shines forth. Now that knowledge comes into you, it wasn't yours. A brass pot, or some other parts maybe also. And they're just sitting around, the dust and other things, and then they look dirty and dark. And then you bring some powder, Vim powder, that's one thing in, or Brasso, other things, and you rub. And then what happens?
It
shines. Yeah, the pot shines. So did you impose some shine or shining onto the pot? Did you put?
Yes, any strength.
What did you do here?
No.
The shine is shining is the nature of the pot.
Right.
When he purchased pot, it was shining. When he got it from Big Bazaar in Calcutta, it was shining. But when neglected, the dust, this, that, so... These external ingredients, washing powder, brasso, that, this, that. You're just taking off that dust and again the pot or whatever else shines like before, like its original nature. The souls are like that. And the soul knows Krishna. Soul is familiar with Krishna. Krishna is not a new topic for the soul. Not a new person, not a new relationship. This is eternal connection. But just a stupidity of the soul that he has been distracted, yes, detour, and as a result he has accumulated lots of dirt, dust, so many relations. In the midst of many, many relationships, maybe Krishna relationship is just one amongst many, or it just doesn't even exist. It is so weak and practically doesn't exist, because we make so many other relationships, and not only relationships but also forms prominent in our life. That this Krishna, the personality of Godhead, and relationship with Krishna and service to Krishna, as we become government servant and we become this servant of Tata and Birla and this and that. If no one else, there's a dog that we could serve. And if there's nothing else, the senses are, they become the masters and give the dictations. And in the midst of all this, Krishna's form, Krishna's energies, qualities, Krishna's devotees, Krishna's service, Krishna relationship is haribo, forgotten here, caused by the sleep. And few thoughts just slipped away. We become transcendental to this knowledge by sleepy state. We transcend the knowledge. We transcend the knowledge by absorbing ourselves in ignorance. We should be the other way around. And we want to transcend ignorance by
knowledge.
Absorbing in knowledge. Absorption in knowledge. Yes. Staying awake or staying away? So, mantra 6. Yastu sarvani bhutani atmanni vanupasyati sarva bhuteshu chatmanam tatro na vijugupshate. Nice verse.
Yeah.
He who.
But.
Sarvani.
Sarvani.
All.
Bhutani.
Bhutani. living entities,
Atmani,
in relationship to the Supreme Lord.
Eva,
only,
Anupashyati,
observes in a systematic way,
Sarva Bhuteshu,
in every living being,
Sha,
and
Atmanam,
the Super Soul,
Tataha,
thereafter,
Na,
not,
Vijugupshade,
hates anyone. Translation.
He who sees everything in relation to the Supreme Lord, who sees all living entities as his parts and parcels, and who sees the Supreme Lord within everything, never hates anything or any being.
Ya, one who sarvani bhutani anupashyanti, atmani anupashyanti. Sarva sarvani, this plural again, bhuta bhutani, bhuta is living entity, bhutani, pushpani, phalani, we're talking one day, remember? The plural, plural forms become sarvani, bhutani, but atmani is a different, this is a different kind, this is a in atma, or in relation to atma. So all living entities are in the Lord. They are of the Lord. They are in the Lord. One who understands this. Anupashyati. One who sees this. What he has to see? You all have to see, okay? The talk of seeing here. Anupashyati. What he has to see is? See every living entity in him or in relationship with him. Now, anupashyati is a very important word here, very significant word here. Pashyati is what?
See.
And anupashyati
means small.
No, not small here. Like anugaman, anuyayi, anushasan. No, follow. After. Rama Anuja. That's Lakshman. Krishna Anuja. Afterwards. Someone has already seen, and then you see. In other words, you see as you are shown. Do not speculate, that's the point. Do not speculate. Time for seeing. But don't see yourself independently. Systematically you should see the way the previous acharyas have seen, or as Lord sees and Lord's pure devotees see, and now it is your turn to see, and that seeing is anupashyati. See within the context of Krishna consciousness, see through the eyes of the scriptures, that is anupashyati, shastra chakshushaha. So don't just see. Open your eyes and see. Then you will see bunch of matter all around or in front of you. But there's a different kind of seeing is talked about here. Anupashyati. In parampara, see in parampara. See as you have. You are being shown. Look here, look there. When you go to South India, and there are deities and then the pujari, there's a different system there. Whenever a group of visitors come, the pujari will do little aarti. He has a camphor ready, ever ready, and he explains, look here, he explains, as he performs aarti, the lotus feet. This, that, he explains. It's another deity here, Lakshmi there. And a lot of temples, they do this. So they are showing you. Otherwise the temples are, the deity room is dimly lit because they don't allow the electric bulbs and flood lights and some candles, not no candles. The ghee lamps are there. So the Lord is not hidden, he's concealed. It's not cheap that anyone could just walk and just some idea like that. So he's hidden and he has to be shown. So pujari, as soon as some visitors are there, then he lights a ghee lamp, arati lamp, and he shows and he explains, this is this deity, this is that deity. Sometimes deity, you have to see same deity through three different doors. The deity is lying down. He is in Ardha Nidra, Sri Rangam. What is that? Sri Rangam is like that? Trivandrum, Sri Rangam, Adi Keshav. Deities are huge and their Lord is lying. So they show, you know, they see lotus feet through one door. Okay, come here. Then there is a navel of the Lord here and then face and crown of the Lord. So this is kind of anupashyati, I was saying. It's anupashyati there. Pujari is showing you, look here, look there. So this is, so when you see like that, and what is being shown is that one who sees everything in relationship with the Supreme Lord, sees all living entities as his parts and parcels, and who sees Supreme Lord within everything, never hurts anyone or any being. So living entities are in the Lord, and Lord is in the living entities. So it's vice versa, like that. Sarveshu bhuteshu. Next part is sarveshu bhuteshu chatmanam. In all the living entities, sarveshu bhuteshu chatmanam, atmanam, that paramatmanam. In all living entities, there is Lord. And Lord is in every living entity. So, anupashyati, seeing this, so they are very closely connected. They are in each other. Lord is sitting in everyone's heart. He is in them. They are in him. He is everywhere. So, benefit of this anupashyati, those who see this, understand this, what happens? What is the benefit of seeing like this?
Doesn't hate anyone.
Or any being. And only human beings or? No living beings he hates. What is the opposite of hate?
Love.
So what is the goal of life?
Love.
We want to chant the holy name of the Lord attentively without any offenses so that we could develop love of Godhead. So every morning we say that in many temples, not here, but in other temples. So that we develop love of Godhead. What is the mantra? How do they say? Quickly. The goal of life is?
Krishna.
So prema is love. So love is possible, prema is possible if we become free from hatred. So far hatred is there, forget the love. The hatred has to go, make room for the love. Then love will take over and love will flow, will come from the Lord, will go to the Lord. Love is a two-way traffic. Love is two-way traffic. So it will come from the Lord and go back to the Lord. And that person, because he's knowledgeable now, he has studied this mantra of Ishopanishad, and he knows it's not just the Lord. Lord is incomplete without his energies, without his parts and parcels, without his devotees, or they are very closely connected. They are buddies. the Lord and His living entities, His parts and parcels are very, very, Lord has so much affection for them. They can watch, they can see this. Look how Ram is embracing Hanuman. You have seen one photograph? One of the photographs. See Ram and Hanuman, they are embracing. Look, Sudama and Krishna, look. Draupadi, what happened? Other devotees, how he loves them. He really loves them. And then your love goes not only to the Lord also, but you love those who are loved by the Lord. And that is Krishna consciousness. In the purport, Prabhupada is explaining Kanishtha Adhikari and Madhyama Adhikari and Uttama Adhikari. So Kanishtha Adhikari, imagine worshipping Lord so nicely, but then he's also ready to slap someone in the face. He doesn't know how to deal with the devotee. Deals nicely, and that's so nice, arati, blows kamsha and everything. He does perfectly. So he deals with the Lord, okay, but not with his parts and parcels. He hates them. So how to get rid of the hatred? By cultivation of knowledge. What knowledge is that? Seeing. You see who do you see? You see the Lord and everything in relationship with the Lord. And their eternal relationship is not temporary thing. That eventually is merged, and why should I then cultivate love? It is just temporary. That relationship is eternal. Eternally they are related and we are related. Seeing all this, the knowledge, there is knowledge results in becoming free from hatred. And this is one of the six enemies of the living entities. Kaam, krodh, lobh, mad, moha, matsarya. Matsarya means hatred. I hate him. I hate the way people say I hate it, they must be hating that somebody or someone so much, so deeply they hate the way they say I hate it. Very deeply, not just shallow hatred, but just gone into the system, the psychic and the integral part of their existence is hatred. I hate that. I can't stand it. I hate it. You see, sometimes you hear people saying that this hatred is so sunk, all pervading, consciousness dominating. So some people's life is full of hatred. Some people, everyone has, different kind of conditioning is there. Some people may not so much care for the lust. They may not be so much lusty, but there will be more hatred is there. They may not be so much hatred, but so much greedy. So someone is more greedy than others, someone is more angry, this, that, But more or less, all these six enemies are always attacking. And they are enemies, Krishna has declared in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Vidhi enam hi vairinam. Please take note. Are you noting down? Krishna said, please note. Vidhi enam hi vairinam. This is your enemy number one. Please take note of this, Arjuna. So that number one enemy is Kaam, and then his younger brother is Krodh. Prabhupada said, Mr. Lust, Mr. Anger. So this is like a Anu. anuchar or anu bhata. First kam takes birth and then kama krodho vijayate. Next one is
greed
and like that. In that list there is a hatred, and this world is full of hatred. There's war between this party, that party. Terrorists, are they loving the world by enacting and becoming human bombs? Or is that a love? Is that a display of love? So wars are cold war, hot war, and that goes on all over the world. This is an exhibition of what? This is an exhibition of hatred. So much hatred in this world. Hindu, Muslim hatred, and Jews and Christians hatred, and East and West hatred, and communism and capitalism hatred. Man and woman, again, these dual natures are there too. Rich and poor, they hate each other. And so many parties, there's so much hatred. Isn't it? There's so much hatred in this world.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, there's so much going on. So how to get rid of it? Formula is here. How to get rid of this hatred? Formula. Mantra number 6 is a technique. So not that we just say, oh, become free from hatred. Sometimes you see the t-shirts and you say, smile. But how could you smile? And you just went bankrupt. Or this happened, your girlfriend just abandoned you. Or this happened and that happened and you're supposed to be smiling. So just someone says, smile. No, it has to be from within. Not that it is something, if the smile could be imposed, someone is from outside moving your lips or doing some makeup that you look like a smiling person now. Just because of this, a laugh or this or that. But how to do it? Or Happy New Year! It's a new year, so Happy New Year! Just because you are, it's nice to say, wish someone Happy New Year, but it is not sufficient. You will have to tell or do something so that they could become happy. Teach the way, teach the technique. In New Year you do this. Let this be your New Year's resolution so that you become happy. We don't ask people only to, oh, you be happy, Happy New Year. What do we say?
Chant Hare Krishna.
Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. We don't just say, happy, oh, smile, oh, yes. Do this and you'll be happy. So likewise here, it doesn't just say, oh, become free from hatred. We like you to become free from hatred, so that's nice. But how to do it? So there's a manual. Nishad is providing some how to do it formula. Cultivation of this knowledge. Anupashyanti. You should begin seeing like this. From now onwards you see like this. As Prabhupada saw. There's Bhaktisiddhanta was seeing, and Baldev Vidya Bhushan was seeing, and six Goswamis and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and on and on and on. The way they saw, just try to see. The way they were seeing. So that is Anupashyati. And they're seeing with the knowledge. So when we hear this knowledge, we read, we study, we contemplate, as we said, not just accumulate but assimilate this knowledge, then our eyesight develops. In fact, we develop our eyes, or we could say that our spiritual vision develops. These eyes, what good are these eyes? These eyes are just showing matter, dead matter. They are made up of matter and they could only show the matter. That's why Krishna had to say, okay, now, time to see me in another form, my universal form, but these eyes are useless. And wear these pair of glasses. Divyam chakshu dadami. I'm going to your divine eyes, put this on, and then see. In the middle of this dialogue, Krishna says, I'm going to give you, first of all, the 11th chapter beginning, I'm going to give you two pair of eyes. Wear those, and then see, otherwise you'll not see it. So this anupashyati, there's a whole paradigm shift. How to see? And this is what is called Oma Jnana Tinirandhasya Jnana Janasalakaya Chakshur Nilitamena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha. So, what does Guru, Gurujans and Acharyas, with their help, they do operation in fact. Chakshur Unmilitam. So open your eyes. Or they just throw these eyes away. And new set of eyes are replaced. And then that Oma Jnana Timirandhasya Timir. The rays of the darkness. And as a result you are not seeing. So the operation is done. Chakshudan Dilojai. Can I say that? Chakshu. What is Chakshu?
Eyes.
And Dan?
Donation.
Yeah. Like the doctors have eye donation camp. eye donation camp, and they donate eyes. There's a big, sometimes they organize big thing. The eye donation camp. So the spiritual masters, like Krishna's arrangements, Chakshudan Diloje, Janme Janme Prabhu Se. Then Divya Gyan Ride Prakashita. Then Divya Gyan is revealed unto you. Prema Bhakti Jaha Hete Avidya Vinas. No more hatred, there's some prem. And then Divya Gyan Ride Prakashita. Real transcendental knowledge is revealed unto you. So, let's see what our Balla Vidya Bhushan says, Vijugupshate. The person who doesn't hate anyone means he's liberated. That's a liberation. What's a liberation? No hatred. This is possible in a liberated state. This idea of doing criticizing others and fault finding and hatred is part of the same thing. This is not found in a person who is liberated, a person who is transcendental. So he says this is a liberated stage. Madhvacharya says, person who is in this state, this knowledge he has, he is able to see the way it is desired, expected by this verse, and then he doesn't. So he says, this person doesn't desire to protect himself, since he has no fear from anyone. He has no fear from anybody, because he sees everybody is his. They are his people. So he's not afraid, and he doesn't desire protection for himself, because he has equipped himself with the knowledge, and then he doesn't see anyone as his enemy. Normally we need protection from the anti-forces, some people against you. But in a higher stage, they're all our people. So, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we already said this. Hatred and love are opposites. Unless one is devoid of hatred, one cannot attain love. Maybe we should note this down. Note it down already, but maybe in these words.
Yeah, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, unless one is devoid of hatred, he gets rid, gotten rid of all hatred, one cannot attain love. Unless one is devoid of hatred, one cannot attain love. So, I mean, to the degree you are free from hatred, that means to that extent you have love.
Proportionally.
Yeah. One goes down, one minimizes, other one maximizes. You are becoming freer and freer every day. We can also see yesterday and today how much the hatred I exhibited yesterday. Is it less today, or maybe from day to day it's difficult? Last week and this week, last month, last year and this year. There could be some kind of goals, setting goals. I used to hate so many Prabhus. Now I, Mataji's. So that kind of hate, this is negative. The hatred of women, hatred of whatever, hatred of poor people, or hatred of ignorant people. I am knowledgeable. He's just an ignorant fellow. So this hatred is, you could hate Mayavad. I hate this impersonalism. Talk is coming up. You should be criticizing strongly Mayavad, he says. Then he becomes strong personalist. Here in the case of Mayavadis. If you favor them, then you may end up becoming Mayavadi. So if you really want to get on the case, get on the case of the materialists, some demigod worshippers, impersonalists. You like to be angry, this is where you can don't tell your propensity. But not on those who are on the way practicing sincerely. And give them some time, or help them, facilitate their progress. If you could help them, that would be welcome. Instead of criticizing and fault-finding and the hatred, that doesn't help you, that doesn't help them. So, any purport points? Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, can you show us some? Oh, you also have these things. Can you show us some show? Few slides from the some colorful. But there's so much light here that we can't. I could close for a few minutes. Huh?
Question?
Yeah.
Concerning hate, does it mean that hate is impersonalism, or hate is impersonalism?
It is impersonalism, or also it is to some extent.
Hate.
Yeah, you're not saying your question. If you get the question out, then did you get my reply?
No.
Can someone repeat the question? Come in now.
Impersonalist and atheist the same, I think that is the question.
Does it mean
the same?
Maybe, okay, the same, but process of hating impersonalist or atheist.
This is not a process.
Does it mean
not that it's part of our sadhana bhakti. Make sure every day 10 10 impersonalists.
if you know it's wrong, then you get that out of your system. And better speak up. Avajananti mamudha, and the Prabhupada would say, And when I was a new devotee in Mumbai, and Prabhupada used to really get heavy with materialists, especially impersonalists, and Avajananti mamudha, the rascals, and this and that, and pretty heavy. So I used to think, some people would come on a Sunday, people coming from downtown Bombay, coming in their cars with their wives, with silk saris, and then people with their boots and coats, and coming from nice family, and then cats and dogs and hogs and rascals and fools, and he would just shower and bombard them. I was just a new person, and couldn't Prabhupada use some other gentlemanly language, or why nice people have come, and why is he so heavy? I had a hard time digesting those attacks. It took me some time to get over or accommodate or understand. And then, once I understood, then I started also using similar language. Then I was feeling good. First of all, I was happy with the way Prabhupada... So I was realizing how Prabhupada was preaching Bhagavad Gita as it is. Krishna throughout Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has used the mudas and naradhamas and maya, pritha jnana, and this. And Krishna is very, very heavy. So other translators and commentators and speakers, they make it milder. They will not, they'll have compromised some other words, but Prabhupada doesn't compromise. He translates them as they are, and fool number one, not only fool, but fool number one. I thought he was really... So this is the other thought I had. That Krishna appears to protect the devotees and to annihilate the miscreants. So Acharya's business is similar, protecting devotees and those who are still miscreants, even demigod worship or impersonalist, materialist. He kind of subdues them, attacks them, smash them, crush them, annihilate them,
exposes them,
get rid of them by the words, sharp as razor, and equipped with the knowledge, he tries to cut the bonds. And so he's not just doing a flattery talk or just good talk, good discourse. The good discourse has to be as it is, as Krishna has spoken, the true representation of the Lord's words. So I think this is what we're kind of trying to say, that you should hate those who hate Krishna. Is that a little more clear? Kanista. So there are good worshippers, different worshippers are there, from different faiths also, but the next.
Madhyam, you know, where they are expected to do, serve the Lord, be friendly with the devotees, avoid the atheists, and compassion for the living entities. So, next, and Madhyamarit, Adhiparit, Amni Uttam, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is shown here. No discrimination, you know, just kind to the animals, all kinds of animals, and birds also, and trees, and getting everyone to join Sankirtan movement. And everyone is just jumping up and down in ecstasy in his presence. Next. Those who imitate the Uttam, you can see, can you blow this up? Or maybe that is coming up. So Prabhupada in purport has talked with different imitations of the next slide. Let's see what it is. Dharma Dvaji flaunt the false sense of brotherhood. While they're exploiting, they may be talking, give peace talk or something. At the same time, they are cheating somebody, exploiting. Wanting to get some. This bird has a peace formula, a message of peace, but he also has other creatures he's trying to devour. And so this goes on in the name of the false sense of brotherhood. Okay. Any other questions on this verse?
In the verse it says also that the Lord is within to see the Supreme Lord within everything never he who sees all living entities as his part and parcel, and who sees the Supreme Lord within everything, never hates anything or any being. So, just a question about this anything. So, does that mean that any different courses in his life, some problems of this or that, that he doesn't hate that?
Well, compared to nature, he's equipoised. So, he has equal vision. Under all circumstances, he's just fixed up. All circumstances. I hate this. May not be person every time. I hate this room, you know. I hate this guest house. I hate this climate. I hate the thing that the hatred is not always directed towards the being, someone, but something also, unnecessarily. When the hate, our mind is always accepting something, rejecting something. Each person, poison for someone, is a food for another one. Someone just rejected something, he hates that, but other person will come and embrace that, love that. So each person has his own standard of what he loves, what he hates. What you hate, I may love. What I love, he may hate. And these things go on. And all sorts of standards have been set by our minds as per our previous samskaras and karmas and activities, and there's no real love. So the standard is that the symptoms of surrender, what is favorable for your Krishna consciousness, you accept. Whatever is unfavorable, you reject. So that then you could hate that which is coming your way of Krishna. It's keeping you away from Krishna. I hate this. No.
I hate this sleeping. I hate this. I hate this loss of time. I hate this forgetfulness. I hate this lethargy. I hate this procrastination. I hate maybe some unearth has in me. I hate. So anything that we said it. So anupashyati again, when you decide to hate something, you should double check with the Shastra, you should double check with some experts or previous acharyas what they have to say. What you hate is really something that you should be really hating, or we don't always know whether what we hate or what we reject is that a right thing to reject, or what we accept, is that a right thing? So it's a very broad statement. Favorable you accept and unfavorable you reject, but then discrimination is necessary. 100 times a day you have to make this decision. Is this the right time to get up, or is this enough? I had enough of prasad, or I don't know. What time to do this, or is Prabhu, how much to associate with him, how much safer distance I should maintain, or what is he into, and lots of things, my health concern, on and on. I mean, we have to make decision at every moment, literally, practically. Good, bad, favorable, unfavorable, conscious. So more conscientious we are, Krishna conscious we are, then as we go, we have decision, right decisions, and then you are just removing all the stumbling blocks, and you are getting there. You are going higher, you're going forward. Otherwise you may be thinking, this is something I should reject. Decisions about the change of ashram, and there are so many decisions one has to take in his life. Hourly basis, daily basis, weekly, monthly, yearly. So anupashyati again is important. So this is where Ishta Goshtis or input of others and consultation and counseling and listening to the higher authority or superiors, Siksha Gurus, and of course Diksha Gurus, Siksha, all this, the Shastras, and then you will be able to do this Anupashyati properly, seeing, and then you will understand Krishna, living entities, their relationship, they are in them, he is in them, and you will know hatred, you will develop love and for Krishna and Krishna's devotees, and then you are in business. You are on the right track. Next mantra. Mantra 7. Yasmin sarvani bhutani atmaiva buddhi janata tatra kohona shoka ekatvam anupashyata. Yasmin, in the situation.
In the situation.
Prabhu, open this. Sarvani,
sarvani,
all,
all.
Bhutani,
bhutani,
living entity.
Amen.
Atma,
atma,
the chit karn, or spiritual spark. Eva,
eva,
only,
only.
Abhut,
abhut,
exist as.
Vijanataha,
of one who knows. Tatra, therein,
kaha,
what?
Moha,
illusion. Kaha,
what?
Shokaha,
anxiety.
Ekatvam, oneness in quality.
Anupashyataha,
of one who sees through authority.
or one who sees constantly like that. Translation.
One who sees all living entities as future sparks in quality, one with the Lord, becomes a true knower of things. What then can illusion or anxiety mean?
Yasmin. See, in the place of ya, some things are similar, huh, to the previous verse.
No.
You can try to compare. Several words are similar between mantra 6 and mantra 7. Instead of yastu, there's a yasmin, and sarvani, same thing, bhutani, same thing.
Atmani,
mm-hmm. And in the place of anupashyati, what we have here? No. Anupashyataha. Anupashyati, anupashyataha. And one becomes, so in this verse, one becomes number 6 verses. If you are like this, you know this, and result will be you will be free from hatred. And now this verse is talk of getting rid of some more anarthas. Anartha nivritti shat. Becoming free from anartha comes after adho shraddha sadhu sangha bhajana kriya anartha nivritti. Then what happens? Nishtha. It becomes fixed up. You become fixed up, sold out. You are ready for surrender and commit yourself to Krishna consciousness, or dedicate yourself. Mind is not wavering. You are not in two minds. I'm not sure, you know, Prabhu, I'm not sure. And let me think, and who knows, and I don't care, and you know, who has seen, and all those thoughts. You become free from those when you are at nistha level. Nistha. So how does nistha come? You become free from anartha, then you become free from, you become full of nistha. And how does you become free from anarthas? Sadhu sang bhajana kriya anartha nivrasti. So bhajana kriya, that is what we are trying to do here. Bhajan, our bhajan here is, there could be different bhajan rahasya, the whole thing. Bhajan doesn't mean only chant, bhajan kirtan, singing Vaishnava songs, Vaishnava bhajan. But we are doing this also bhajan.
Spiritual knowledge.
Cultivation of spiritual knowledge. And Arjuna was fighting on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and that was his
bhajan.
That was his bhajan. And Prabhupada was in Bombay when they were doing the construction of Radharas Vihari temple. Prabhupada was staying just next door, and devotees are proposing, you know, Prabhupada, you should shift somewhere. What was Prabhupada's response?
Music to my ears.
This is music to my ears. Or that cut. Because Lord's temple was being built in service of Radharas Bihari, all those sounds were being produced. So he took this as a music, and he decided not to go. No, I'm going to stay here. In the midst of all those sounds, so pure devotee could, Uttamadhikari could even take those sounds as favorable. They were favorable to him. No, they were not distracting. That's sort of what the Lord is happening. So I don't mind. I'm happy here. So as previous verse is talking about becoming free from hatred, there's a talk of becoming free from illusion and
anxiety.
Shoka is also lamentation. Anxiety, lamentation. They are related. Na pajata na sochati na kankshati. So sochati, soch, shok. This is anxiety. No lamentation, no hankering. So tatra ka moha ka shokaha. So there will be no more illusion, no more lamentation, no more anxiety. I mean, some more things could be added to this list, not that. What? No more anger, like these things are possible. Please, no more anarthas. Gradually that person will become free from this lower nature, lower tendencies and negativity and all the products of ignorance, which is illusion, ignorance, lamentation, hankering. This is all lower nature. Lower nature means what? Ignorance. Of the three, lower nature is ignorance. The highest nature is
knowledge.
But nature, there are three natures. Sattva, and there's a Shuddha Sattva at the top. Shuddha Sattva. So one person becomes elevated, goes higher, and then is not bothered by the products of the lower nature. This shoka and moha cannot touch. He becomes transcendental. He goes above. Not that shoka from this world is finished. Shoka is around. Moha is around. Everything else exists, but he is transcendental to it. He has become liberated, according to Bhaktivinoda. He has become liberated. He has become liberated from this and that. And how many anarthas, how many kinds of conditioning? Lord says, asha pasha shatair baddhai. The living entity has baddha atma, baddha jeev, conditioned soul is asha pasha shatair baddhai. Hundreds and thousands of kinds of the bonds and illusions or hankerings or attractions or this lower nature things. A certain level, there are so many kinds of things that are just binding him. He's covered all over. So all that has to be transcended. So again, this is yasmin sarvani bhutani. In the situation sarvani bhutani atma eva abhut vijanataha. In every person there is a Lord situated. Vidya vinaya sampanne shuni chena sapakecha panditaha samadarshina. So he has an equal vision. Who has equal vision? Panditaha vijanataha, we could say vijanataha, one who knows, right? He is pandit also. Word used here is vijanataha. Bhagavad Gita Krishna says panditaha, panditaha, vijanataha. Equal vision. So they do not see the body, they see directly see the living entity. Living entity here. So this exercise every day we'll have to work very, very hard on trying to understand. When you are seeing someone, some entity, try to see the soul. Try to see the soul. We try to, that may be more difficult task or homework. See the body of a woman. Try to see the soul. What's the soul here? Everything else is just machine. This talk coming up. The body is compared to the machine. It's a matter. It's a transformation of different elements. Nadi sthanavari, nadi sthanavari. Woman with the breast and her navel. This is just but a transformation of the samasa, rudhira, the flesh and this and that. And vichintaya baram baram. Shankaracharya says, you should be thinking of this baram baram, bring it to your mind. When you happen to see, or you know, those forms come to your mind, or you can't help but they are there. So you should think over again and again. Don't just run away or go towards the form being illusioned, but take a firm stand and think. Vichintaya baram baram. And what is that chintan? What you should be thinking? No, no, this is a transformation of flesh and blood. I also have flesh. I also have blood. Similar. A little different packaging. Few extra items. Different. This way, that way.
Different style plumbing system.
Huh?
Just another different style.
So he says that he should vichintaya baram baram. So that may be more tough homework to start with. You could take a dog, or take a plant, or take a cow. Souls. There's a soul here. And I'm also soul. So try to see the soul and not the matter, the external body. That is anupashyatah. Anupashyati. Otherwise, why take all this trouble? The human form of life is meant for this anupashyatah or anupashyati business. Otherwise, we could go to Calcutta and get admitted in the university there. And they will show us. They will also show what Darwin has seen or not seen, the speculator. They will also brainwash the brain. They are brainwashing in the television. They're showing you, giving you ideas, putting your ideas into your head of buying this, doing this, going here, there, and all that. So there are those two parties. The spiritualists are there, and they are showing. The materialists are there. They are showing. Impersonalists are there. They are showing. Right? Who else? The politicians are there. They are showing the way. So there are so many parties that are trying to get attention, writing books and giving speeches and get some followers, convert people to their ways, their ism, socialism, nationalism, impersonalism, materialism, pantheism. How many isms? This world is full of isms. And this is how you get into jata mat, sata path. As many mat, as many opinions are there, those many paths are there. Pinde pinde matir bhinna, it says. Munde munde matir bhinna. Pinde pinde. Each body, each head, one opinion, one ism. So the latest thing is individualism. You know that, right? Individualism. Each individual has his own ism going on. He has his own whole philosophy, whole thing. This was a common vision in the past, and everyone followed that common path. Mahajan ena gataha sikapantaha. Mahajan, they will show the path, and everyone else will just follow. But now things are just opposite. So, cultivation of this knowledge is a soul. I cannot hate this person. I cannot beat this person. Why? Because Krishna's person. Krishna's soul. Krishna loves that person. How could I hate someone who is loved by Krishna? Thoughts like this. Krishna likes him. He's such a nice devotee. Oh, nice. Basically, every soul is nice.
And Krishna loves them all. So what right I have to? Anupashyati, the way Krishna deals with others, let me also deal as much as I could, as much as it is within my power. So by doing so, no moha, no illusion. And where does illusion come from?
Illusion.
Huh?
Ignorance.
What is basic illusion is what?
I am this body.
I am this body is basic illusion. So it is not just you are not this body, but the others are also not their bodies. You just go all the way enter the body, penetrate through the body, and reach out the soul, touch the soul, see the soul. And when you see that, then no illusion. You are not in illusion thinking you are this body. This will happen simultaneously as one realizes, I am not this body, I am not this body, but everyone else is a body. Yeah? Not like that. I am not this body and others also are not this body. So to the degree I understand that I am not this body, to that degree you will also understand others are also not this body. Others are also souls, parts and parcels of the Lord. So one becomes free from this moha, illusion, shokaha, hankering, lamentation. Anupashyataha is a little commentary. Let's see. Repetition emphasizes. Madhvacharya says, repetition, we pointed out, right? Repetition was there. Verse number 6 and 7, some similarities, repetition. This is, emphasizes the all-pervading feature of the Lord. All-pervading feature of the Lord. That He is everywhere, in all living entities. Living entities are in Him. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, illusion and grief act contrary to knowledge. Disappearance of illusion and grief is necessary to establish a relationship with Paramatma. So this moha and this shoka, this is contrary to knowledge. And when this disappears, then a relationship with Paramatma is possible. And that's the goal of Ishopanishad. Soul's goal is Paramatma. This is the subject matter of Ishopanishad. As one becomes free from this shoka, moha, hatred, illusion, grief, lamentation, and our relationship with the Lord is established, with the Paramatma, connection is made. Any purport points you want to? Ekatva manupashyati, that word is also important. Ekatvam, the last word of the last line, last line. Ekatvam. Highlight Ekatva. Only Ekatva. Yeah, whole line highlighted. It does something. Ekatvam. Oneness in quality. So that is oneness between Lord and living entity. So then qualitative oneness is there. Quantitative, there's no talk here, but then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will he stressed that. Achintya Veda Abhed. This Ekatvam is Abhed. There's no difference. Oneness. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu added this. Achintya Veda Abhed. No difference.
quality. So Prabhupada is explaining the spark, the big fire, and then the spark. Spark is also like a fire, but it is part of the fire, these little sparks. Spark you could just extinguish, right? Sometimes you with your hands you extinguish the spark. But big fire you can't. The whole house, the forest is on fire. You're trying to extinguish the big fire. Little candle, little spark, you can finally, in a few minutes, will be gone. So that shows the different kind of quantity of fire, in big fire and the spark. And the ocean water is salty. The bucket of ocean water is also salty. But if you make a salt from whole ocean water, the pile of that salt would be as tall as Himalayan mountain. A mountain of salt that you could get from the ocean full of water. And from the bucket of water you could get a handful of salt. Both salts are salty, the quantity is different. So oneness is there, which is mentioned here. And then gradually will be talk of the difference, the quantity is Satchidanand, we say, Lord is Satchidanand, we are Satchidanand. So there's a difference. We have teeny brains, Prabhupada is teeny, tiny. Teeny, the teeny brains. How much could living entity understand? But Lord, he knows so much. The Lord knows, and we know, but we are limited. Just as in family interest, the members are, members is one. Then we could see some flies here, in the family here. Nice family. You like family like this? Not that we are proposing. You change your mind. But if you're told, end up saying family is a nice family. Obedience gives oneness and pleasure. So the oneness, although they are all different people, they all want to be happy, one interest. And ekatvam anupashadaha is exemplified by this nice Krishna consciousness. Next. And what is going on here? Unity of interest in service of the Supreme Lord. Different varnas, Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, they're all serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to their sve sve karmanya adhirataha. They are busy with their karmas according to their prescribed duties. They're all trying to, the goal is to please the Supreme Lord. Varna sansiddhi haritoshanam. Sansiddhi haritoshanam. To satisfy Hari is a goal. So that's oneness. So there's no conflict or contradiction here. So all different sections of the society, the oneness, the king, the real center is the Supreme Lord, who is the center of the sublime and spiritual rasa dance. Prabhupada is writing this in the purport. We are all meant to join him and enjoy life with one transcendental interest. So show the previous verse, previous slide. So we practice this varnashram. We get purified of all contamination by dovetailing our propensities and our talents in service of the Lord. But the goal is next thing, and you get there. And it's all, there's no contamination, no impurities, no iniquities, no So, and forms are there, and relationships are there, activities are there. So this is what Mayavadis, they are deprived of this. They miss all this blissful situation and the dance. So Prabhupada is talking, we like to go and dance with the Lord. Join Him. Any more? Any questions on this?
When seeing the Lord in other living entities, sometimes when you see a person, you see his body and you see a person's activities. So sometimes the activities are so predominant, sometimes from the sinful, you don't have anything soul. So what should you do to brush the activities past and see the soul?
Well, you can only try to put some sense in his head, some revolution in his consciousness. Try to engage him in Krishna service. Give prasad, okay? Give prasad or give a book so that he will begin reading, or give invitation for Rath Yatra, or you know, like that. So he can intervene and see whether he could make some paradigm shift in his life. Something within has to change. Then he will naturally act differently. And you could go back to your own one time, yours or ours activities there. They were not standard Krishna conscious activities. We don't want to even remember what kind of activities we were indulging in. So from that situation, we are sitting here now in Mayapur, happily cultivating knowledge and dancing before Radha Madhav and honoring Prasad and all this. So what changed us? Same thing will change some more people. This is it now. No more people are going to change. Those who were meant to change, they have already undergone the change. That's not the case. Every day, right now, thousands of devotees are out there in Calcutta and Mumbai and Tokyo and London and New York and Moscow, and right this moment they are either distributing books, distributing prasad, doing Harinam festival here, this, that, which is meant to revolutionize people or bring the impious lives of these people of this age of commentary. Yeah, so the Krishna consciousness movement is meant to bring a turning point so that they begin acting more like a soul, not just a body. Body dictated by mind and intelligence and false ego. Sanupashyatah. Again, if they could see, or if you could show something, convince them in some way. This is what the preacher tried to show, right? They do all this anupashyati, anupashyatah. Person that they are preaching to, they show them something. Different direction. Understand this. Take a look at this. You know, I want you to think of this. Consider this. Understand this. So, this is anupashyata, anupashyati. This is what we try to do. And then we go to the next verse. Mantra 8. If you could say it all together. Yapariyagachukramapapavidham
Kabir Manishi Paribhu Swayambhur Yatakachorotanyadatvachacharya Samadhyaya.
sounded in Gurjar or a word meaning. And someone that's coming in a minute.
Okay. Saha,
Saha.
That person.
That person.
Paryagat.
Paryagat.
Must know in fact.
Must know in fact.
Shukram.
Shukram.
The omnipotent.
The omnipotent.
Akayam.
Akayam.
Unembodied.
Unembodied.
Avranam.
Avranam.
Without reproach.
Without reproach.
Asnaviram.
Asnaviram.
Without veins.
Without veins.
Shudham.
Shudham.
Antiseptic.
Antiseptic.
Apapa vidham.
Apapa vidham.
Prophylactic.
Prophylactic.
Kavi.
Kavi.
Omniscient.
Omniscient.
Manasi.
Manasi.
Philosopher.
Philosopher.
Paribhu,
Paribhu,
the greatest of all,
the greatest of all,
Swayambhu,
Swayambhu,
self-sufficient,
self-sufficient.
Yatat, you see, yatat, yat, yata, just in pursuance of, artan,
desirables,
yadadhat,
yadadhat.
Awards.
Awards.
Sasvatibhya.
Sasvatibhya.
Immemorial.
Immemorial.
Samabhya.
Samabhya.
Time.
Time.
Translation. Such a person must actually know the greatest of all, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is unembodied, omniscient, beyond reproach, without rain, pure and uncontaminated, the self-sufficient philosopher who has been fulfilling everyone's desire since time immemorial.
Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki.
Yes. Sounds like Bhagavan, huh? Mm-hmm. With all these qualities. What are they? So there are quite a few qualities, so quite a few words here, adjectives here describing that, starting with first of all, sa paryagat. Sa is what translated as that person. Sa paryagat, that must know in fact, or attains, also there's another translation given by Balde Vidya Bhushan, translates this paryagat as attains, must know, must attain, similar. So that person would know, that person would attain. What he will attain, that we will talk about. But who is this person? Mahabhagavat. Okay. And have we heard about him? Previous verse. Connection is here. So sir is pronoun. We were talking like that before also. This person has been already mentioned. Last two verses are talking of about this person. That person is this person. Which person? This person. Yasmin Saravani Vijanataha. One who knows this. That person. Saravani Bhutani Anupashanti Sarveshu Tatmanam Tatona. And he becomes free from hatred. He becomes free from illusion, he becomes free from anxiety. So that person who has seen things as they are, as they were shown to him, and not only things but ultimately personality. The previous acharya are not going to show him, or this it is not to just take him on a tour of this universe, of sightseeing. Anupashyati. Sidhe sake
There's a Simla here. Not India. Or see Perry is okay, let's go to Hawaii. And not that kind of sightseeing or matter showing, but showing the Lord. On the Pashtati. Or the Shastras are meant for what? Krishna says, I know the Vedas, I am compiler of the Vedas, and Vedas are meant to
know me.
Okay, that's the idea. So this education, purpose of education is introducing person to Krishna. Here is Krishna. So not just show the whole world, or just maybe show some light, some Brahman, and then you go to sleep and finish. Or even if the world is shown, again this connection with the Lord is explained. Okay, now you are seeing the light. Don't get bewildered, this is not all in all, this is just a beginning of the God realization. Keep going, you will come across Paramatma, so keep moving and you come to the source of this Brahma and Paramatma. And that is Supreme Personality of God. This kind of showing, this kind of guided tour. Guided tour. And everything's connection. Everything is connected with the Lord, and this is this and this is that, what is what, who is who, who are the demigods, and what is their role, and how do they fit into the whole Krishna conscious context. And there's material world and there's a spiritual world, and not just Krishna, but he also has Advaita Majita Manani Ananta Rupam, and then 500 years ago Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, and then he said the holy name is the only way, and all this knowledge. Or look, this Meru mountain, the whole, you could be studying cosmology, astronomy, through the pages of the fifth canto of Bhagavatam. So that also is possible. So this is shown, the world is shown, the higher planets, lower planets, 14 planetary system, you are shown, have the universe is filled with water, and then Garbhadaksha Vishnu, lotus flower you see, and Brahma is sitting there, there's Brahma Lok, and whole creation is within the stem of that lotus, and like that, you are shown this. It's all anupashyat. So when we have done this, vidya also you are taught, avidya also you are encouraged to study, so that you could stay out of avidya. So this is all. So one who has done all this kind of seeing for himself, he has seen it, he has realized. So that person attains sa paryagat. Must know, in fact, he will attain, other translation, he will attain this kind of personality of Godhead. And what kind of person he will attain, or he will know, and that person is Shukram, omnipotent, Shukra. What is Shukra also? The semen. It's called Shukra. Semen. You are saying the wrong words. So, the strength in the body comes from that. So, for those who practice Brahmacharya, they are very frugal. They want to conserve their energy by preserving this Shukra. And the strength comes from even physical strength, and of course this it goes to the head and brain, and brain becomes fertile, and to understand the intricacies of the spiritual subject matters. So there's a Shukra, the power. Virya is another word. Viryavan. Virya, Shukra. This strength, omnipotence, potent, makes it potency, the potency comes from this Shukra, Virya. So as this is applicable to the Lord, to some extent it is also applicable to His creation, to the human beings. Shukra is there, and it plays its role. So omnipotent, akayam, kayam is body, and akayam is He doesn't have a body, or He doesn't have a body like everyone else. That's the meaning. He doesn't have a body like everyone else has, made up of earth, water, air, fire, ether. Like nirgun doesn't mean He doesn't have qualities, but He doesn't have mundane qualities. That is how the interpretation of the Vaishnava Acharya is like that. Nirgun, nirakar, akar means form. So nirakar doesn't mean He doesn't have akar, He doesn't have form, but the understanding, He doesn't have material form. He has akar, it is nirakar, meaning it's just different from akar, form of this world. It's a contrast. Nirgun. He has qualities, but not qualities found in this world. He is akai. He has body, but not like the bodies of this world. So kai. Apranam, without reproach. What is reproach?
It means you can't make a mistake.
Oh, correct. So, doesn't make mistakes.
Nishkalam.
No, spotless. Nishkalam, spotless. Asnaviram. Asnaviram, without veins. There's something different, huh? There's no veins. If there are no veins, then what else is not there?
No blood.
No blood. And what else is not there?
Flesh.
No flesh.
No
bones.
No
pus. No kapha pitta vayu. So this is something we have no experience of. But our soul is like that also. Soul is a body, soul is a person, yeah?
When the Lord cut His finger and
He gets blood. He showed that is Leela.
Which
Leela? Yeah, well, Draupadi, Krishna was helping in the kitchen one time, and while cutting vegetables, you know, he cut his finger and was bleeding. And then Subhadra went looking for, you know, like a bandage. Subhadra. Yeah. And she was looking at clothes, but she said, this is too good, you know, to be used as a bandage. Oh, this is from Banaras sari, this is from South India sari. All her clothes were there. But she was thinking, no, how could I, you know. Yes. So she was just spending time like that. But in meantime, Draupadi immediately, she tore her sari apart in a portion and tied that too, showing the difference between affection, Subhadra's affection and Draupadi's affection. One is spontaneous, other one is calculating. You know, I had to do my makeup, I had to go to that party, this is good for that party, this is good for that festival. But Draupadi had no consideration. And instead, because Draupadi gave a little piece of her sari, and what did Krishna give in return?
Unlimited sari.
Good investment, right? Little sari. That's in return. Very intelligent. So, some bleeding is shown. He can, we're reading that yesterday. Prabhupada says the deity Krishna can change. Supposed to be a matter or form, like a stone or marble, but Krishna can change the nature of that form or matter into spiritual. His form is spiritual, but then for that particular lila, he could show some blood coming. Who creates the blood? He's a creator. So he can get few drops.
He's also a magician.
So he has no veins, and then shuddham, antiseptic. Antiseptic.
Pavitra.
Why antiseptic? What does antiseptic? That's my question. What does antiseptic? Anything antiseptic, what does that do?
Something causes pure state.
Protection. So you come in contact with Krishna, then you become also antiseptic.
Krishna is antiseptic?
Yeah. His holy name or his remembrance or his...
impure things can be made pure by touching him.
Yeah, that's it. Actually, the two words go together, two qualities. This one and the next one. Apapa vidham. No pap can touch him. Not only no pap can touch him, but anyone else who is a papi, anyone who is a sinful, as he comes in contact with the Lord, he also becomes free from the sin or the reactions of the sin. And the Prabhupada gives the example of the sun and the sun rays, the people are making place dirty. Sun is at great distance, and by his sun rays he is making those places pure without getting himself impure. Has sun become impure because sun is purifying so many things all over? So Krishna Surya Sam, Krishna is like sun. So it's antiseptic or apapa vidham, like that, shuddham, pure. Just by coming in contact with him, you become also like him, pure. He gets rid of all the contamination. Mama eva prapadyante, mayamitam sarantite. Or mama ekam sharanam brash, aham tvam, sarvapapyabhyo mokshishyami masasya. You'll find statements like that. Next one is what? He's Kavi. What is Kavi? Omniscient. So omnipotent, we read. Kavi. Nor. Kavi means poet. In one meaning, it's poet. Because poets are knowledgeable. So he's omniscient. He knows everything. An example of this. One very good example I read in Quran said how Lord is omniscient, knower of everything. In the dark moon night, in the middle of the dark night, and there's a mountain with the black stones, and there's one tiny black ant is crawling on that black stone in the middle of the black night. And there's one person who knows that there is such and such ant, such and such place, and she's crawling. Did you get the idea? So that's how much knower, omniscient he is. He's all knower. But he doesn't even use his torch. To see where the ant is. He doesn't have to go there, climb the mountain and the big boulder, black one, and there's one tiny ant crawling somewhere in the middle of the night. And he is there wherever he is, an ant is there wherever the ant is, and he knows. So that's the power of Lord's knowledge. Manishi, the philosopher, all philosophies coming from him. Other philosophers present their theories and theses and last for 50 years, few hundred years, and then vanishes, right? But Lord has presented his scriptures, Bhagavad Gita, that is being studied, and it will be studied for all the time to come. Philosopher most intelligent, he is. So he is that, and then what? Paribhu, the greatest of all. Swayambhu, self-sufficient, at the same time he's self-sufficient. And yeah, so the qualities are coming to an end, that those many mentioned here, although he has so many, many qualities. So and he's a providing, this is the point here. Arthan Vyadhat, he awards all desirables of all the living entities. Eko Bahunam Yo Vidhati Kama Nityo Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam. Prabhupada all the time quoted this. Eko Bahunam Vidhati Kama Vyadhat Vidhati, similar verb you see here. So eko, eko means one, and vidhadati kam, eko bahuna, bahu means many. So that one is fulfilling desires of many. That one person is vidhadhat, arthan, kaman or arthan, same thing. And shashvatim, for how long is he doing this?
Memorial.
Samabhyaha, shatam samaha. We have come across words, shatam samaha, a few days ago, for hundreds of years. So this one says, samabhyaha, time. How much time? Shashvatin sama. For all the time. He's providing everyone's needs. Who is providing? Not government is providing. Oh Lord, give us our daily bread. The Christians were praying even during communist times. Some churches were still open, some communists were still going to the church, and as they came out, then the communists were there. Oh, what did you do in the church? Oh, we're praying. What was the prayer? Oh God, give us our daily bread. So did you get the bread? No bread. And they would say, you please pray to us. Oh, communist government, please give us our daily bread. Just see what happened. You just pray to us. And then people would then pray to them. They would have these truckloads of bread. And they would hand out. Just see, what good is that, your prayer in the church? Forget it. You just pray to us. So trying to take this position that we are providers, we are suppliers. But you fools, unless God sends the rains, there's not going to be grains, and there's not going to be wheat, and no bread. And so this connection, they don't know, or they don't want to make that, and keep everyone in ignorance, and take a position of suppliers and providers, and the actual provider of every ant or elephant is the Lord, because everything belongs to him ultimately. So those are the quickly, let's see, this verse number 8, huh? There's another kind of meter here called Jagati meter. It has 12 syllables in each line, but then Baladeva Vidya Bhushan say there are some exceptions also. So we have seen the verses with 11, 8, and this one is with the 12. Jagati Chanda, Jagati or meter, Jagati. And the other points. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is quoting, you can make a note of this verse, second canto, 10th chapter, text number 12. 2, 10, 12. Talks of some five basic objectives of existence, padarth, and they're all dependent on the Lord. And He's a providing. Merciful is providing this, and it's yet anugraha shanti. So by His anugraha, by His benediction, then everything is possible, everyone exists. And na santi yad upekshaya but if He doesn't provide, if He deprives them, then there will be non-existence. So that's the sense of that verse that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is quoting. You can look at it. Any other points of this verse? In this mantra, as well as many other Vedic mantras, it clearly states the Lord has been supplying goods of all living entities. He says this verse, and there are many other verses. We just heard from Bhaktivinoda one verse. Here is the description of the transcendental and eternal form. The very first statement of the purport is, here is the description of the transcendental and eternal form of the Absolute Personality of Godhead. Supreme Lord is not formless. He has many, He has transcendental form.
In this Sikhism, they say the Lord is Nirankar. Right?
Yeah.
Yes,
no? Because they are not the only one. There's so many parties saying. Half of the world is talking of Lord not having form. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine. The prayer that we say every day, Prabhupada preached and saved people from Nirvisheshvad and Shunyavad. Shunyavad is voidism, Nirvishesh is impersonalism. I mean, most of the parties are like that. Man is made in image of God, so although some hints are found of Lord having personality, having form in Christian and Quranic literature, but they have a very little clue of what that form is like. So they are very much into monotheism, one God, and then He has also Son. His God must have a form to have give birth to Son. But our God is great, Prabhupada says, that's fine, but how God is great? That's, then you have to study Gita, Bhagavatam, and like that. God is this, God, fine. Love thy Lord, love with all thy heart, with all thy strength. But how do you love and how? He must have form, that also implies. He must have form in order to love and serve Him. If you love your, someone is loving girlfriend, so if he doesn't have a form, what then? How do you translate your love into what? Everyone talks of love, more or less, loving God, but if it doesn't have a form, how do you? So there's a lot of impersonalism. Muhammad got rid of demigod worship some 1400 years ago. There are 400, 500, 600 demigods are worshipped in the Arabic world. And he cleaned, he did a lot of cleansing. What that Mecca is, there is to be many other gods and goddesses, hundreds of them. He revolutionized and he kept only one God, Allah. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam. So there's stress on ekam by Christianity and Islam, but who that Ekam is, they don't know much of that Ekam.
skin.
No.
So you go to a mosque and all that there is a wall and few minars or few towers, and they are doing namaha, namaz. They, what do they do?
Namaha.
Namaz is namaha.
Obeisances.
They're offering obeisances, but where is your God? Why didn't you install God's form?
But they say they installed in Mecca.
Yeah, that's Shiva.
They point towards
Shivalinga.
Shiva.
Many others say
that.
Anupashyati, somehow. Showing like that. P and Oak and so many others. One of our God brother also from America, Sachi, Nandan, Nandan, Sri Nandan, he is.
He went there?
No, he didn't go, but he has written a book, the Vedic, Vedic Culture's Global Existence. So he also makes that point.
What
their circumambility is is a Shivalinga.
What is this place in Afghanistan?
We should stop, huh?
No, one more time.
Krishna's in cold.
Yeah, so.
What is this place in Afghanistan? Where Gandhari is there. So
Gandhari came.
Gandhari. So they say this Gandhar Naresh, the land of that means this Talibian was Evan.
Yes, they all fled. Prabhupada said that they are during the fighting with the Kshatriyas, so many Kshatriyas fled. For they went to European part and got settled. That's why they're fighting spirits.
Hari Om, Hari Om.
Class is not finished. Very important.
And then tomorrow we meet at 10:30. Huh? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Don't forget that we could finish before the prasadam gets cold. Okay, thank you.